Hey, I'm Terry Molinaro, and I believe that we as the body of Christ are here for such a time as this. I love to say this, blessed to be a blessing, that we are called to be a light. And look, friends, if we don't do it, if we aren't the light, who's going to be the light? The body of Christ has always been a house of action. And hey, who says we can't have some fun along the way?
Terry, it's Ryan Seacrest. You're in broadcast. I'm trying to be in broadcast. There's something in common. Good luck to you, Seacrest House.
This is the Church Acts Podcast. Hey, what's good? I'm Terry Molinaro. Welcome back to the Church Acts Podcast for another episode. Today, we are talking about something that gets me really excited. The long game. Playing the long game. Let's jump right in. So years ago, I remember listening to a few teachings. I don't remember necessarily what they were talking about, but what I do remember is what these two different pastors shared on these different teachings. They both shared of times in their lives where other pastors around them, I believe they were specifically talking about men, they had fallen away. Both of them actually had similar stories. They talked about how it felt like one after another, people just started falling away. Scandal after scandal seemed to pop up. And fast forward to 2021, there was a prominent pastor recently from a world-renowned church who admitted to committing adultery and was removed from his position as pastor. What do you think about that when you hear stories like that? Some might say, man, you know, I feel really angry. How could he or she do something like that? Others might be shocked, like, man, how could this happen? Like, you know, you're a pastor, all these things. And I can't help but think two things primarily. The first is I genuinely feel sad for them. See, just because they sinned on a large scale, or should I say in front of a large audience, like we have all fallen short. Actually, if you want to really get into it, the world would call adultery maybe a short lapse in judgment, you know, at worst. To some people, it would be an average weekend. We literally have apps that allow us as humans to get together to hook up. Can you believe that? Or recently, even like OnlyFans, I think about this, created to be like a Patreon, which is fine, but then turned into what is essentially like low-key prostitution, okay? Like the exchanging of services and pictures and videos, like for money. Like, what is that, you know? Now, of course, the church is called to a higher standard, as we should be, because we're not of the world. But it's sad to see someone who you know had a really good heart, because you could hear it in the past messages that this person preached, but just in a single moment, fall away. So that's the first thing I feel. I feel genuinely sad for them. And before I move on, let me ask you a question quickly. When was the last time that sin promised you something, convinced you in your mind that whatever it was that was on your mind was what you really wanted, only for you to give in and then be left with nothing? Can you imagine this person in one day? Sure, thoughts, happen for a while, and I don't know the other circumstances that surrounded it, nor do I need to, but in one day, acting on those thoughts, it cost him greatly. And I feel like this is turning into a pretty heavy episode, but there's a reason that I'm talking about this, so stay with me. The second thing I think of is, how in the world will I be able to make sure that doesn't happen to me? It got me thinking about time, how we can start off in one direction, but then decades down the road, be in a completely different place. See, I can have good intentions right here, right now, recording this podcast. I can try to do good, but how can I prepare for the hardest moment of the deepest temptation 30 years from now? How can I set myself up so that when moments come that press me to a place where I don't feel capable of winning in, I can still move forward and overcome or say no or even say yes to the right things, no matter how scary or big or stretching they might be? How can I play the long game? The long game. And more importantly, how do I win the long game? How can we prepare ourselves to think about and make decisions based on not days, but decades? And here's the trick as well. How can we do that while still enjoying and being present in the moment? That second part is better suited for another podcast, and I think it is just equally as important. But today, I wanted to focus on that first part, the long game. I feel like we make different decisions when we look to play the long game, when we can see the ripple effects down the road and where they're eventually going to take us. It's actually really interesting to think about decisions and then compound them over time and then picture where they will take us. Because here's the thing. The worst thing that we can do is to do nothing at all. In an earlier podcast, I shared a quote from a book that went something like this. If you don't know where you're headed, you might not like where you end up. And I totally agree with that. And I get it. Like, it's pretty difficult because as life goes on, things start to pile up, right? I got to do this, I got to do that. And then we get distracted. And then before you know it, we're not being intentional. And then things start to come off the rails. After all, today, right here, right now, we are the sum of every single decision that we have made up until this point in time, for good and for bad. And that thought right there, it stays with me. I don't remember the first person who ever said that to me, but it is so true. I think about that quite often. Every single little thing that I'm choosing to do, making the conscious decision to do, or sometimes the non-conscious, like the subconscious decisions to maybe sleep in and hit the snooze button or do anything else. So trust me when I say that I have by no means mastered this, right? But we'll be diving in deeper in the future in the podcast, I'm sure. I wanted to just start to get us thinking in that direction of the long game. There are a few things that I think we can do to start heading in that direction, actually, right now, that will 100% be a big benefit, I believe, especially as we start to transition from the short term, the frantic, the, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do that, to, okay, walking in grace as we move it forward with intention towards something greater. The first thing that I want to talk about, and the first thing that I think about when I talk about playing the long game, is actually extremely important. For some, it'll come easier than others, depending on how you process information, but it's the time-tested and true set the foundation principle. If we're going to be launching and thinking long-term, we need to switch the way that we think about things. And personally, I like doing this because the potential and the process, it really excites me. Like, that's just who I am as a person. But I know that others might have a harder time because the world we live in is like all about instant and immediate and the quick. The great news is that by thinking long-term and setting a proper foundation, it actually gives us grace. I'll try to break it down and give you a practical example. See, if my long-term goal was fitness, because that's just an easier example, sustained fitness over the long haul, the way I go about things is going to be completely different than if I want a six-pack by July, which I do, but I also like bagels. Anyway, what I might do is to start to evaluate what's not working for me right now. Then I might allocate money and energy towards fitness. You know, I might hire a trainer that gives me routine, but since I'm focused on the long-term, I might step aside and notice that the majority of top fitness people talk about diet and nutrition being the most important thing. So slowly over time, I can start to eliminate bad choices in my diet and then replace them with right things, all while building my knowledge and therefore a stronger foundation for health. Here's the thing. Year one might go by with decent results, good results. I'm sure I'll feel better. But then because of the momentum and the hard work and dedication while still finding balance, I'll be able to keep sustaining that. And now all of a sudden year two, year three, four, five, like nutrition's dialed in. It's a lifestyle habit now. And that six pack is here to stay, not leave in September. See, fitness is an easy example, but it can be applied to almost anything. Let's take finances, another great one for illustration's sake. Everyone right now seems to be jumping into the stock market. But maybe ask yourself, do I really understand the market? Do I understand personal finance? Do I understand the tax codes and how things work? Rather than, YOLO everything into AMC, GME, BB, you know, you have the opportunity to see down the road. So you press pause on the hype train and instead think about life in 10 years from now. If you were to spend even the next year slowly learning from the wisest people around, you know, buying books, researching ETFs, understanding how to read stock charts and, you know, really become financially literate, man, you may feel behind in the here and right now, but in 10 years, your life will be completely different. And I was thinking about this too personally because there was an investment opportunity that I even had. And like, I thought about it and my heart and my emotions, just because of my personality, was like, oh, I want to take advantage of this. I want to jump right in right now. But I thought about the returns and I said, even if I were to double my money, like that is literally impossible. Okay. Like for the most part, of course you have like these exceptions, like what's happened with GameStop and GameSpot, all that stuff. But at the same time, it's not a super common thing for a well-known stock to just like randomly double for no reason. It's just not really heard of. But I said, even if I did that, my returns would still not be as good as if I started to invest in other areas that were more long-term plays, like maybe a personal business, maybe other things, maybe even my education. See, by pressing pause right now and using those resources differently, thinking about the long game, it's eventually going to put me in a much better position. Let's even take this to the most important part of our life, our relationship with God. The majority spend less than 5 minutes in prayer, and I'm sure there's even less time getting into the Word of God. But here's the thing. When we think long-term, what effect is that going to have on your life, on your character, on the decisions you make, on the way you process things? You know, I even think about the fruits of the spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, like all these different things. If we really want these things to be guiding our lives, like a wall around us, a wall around our decisions and businesses and relationships, which of course we would, like who wouldn't want to, you know, have peace and, you know, experience goodness in our lives and have patience. But if we really want these things, we need to be looking to the long term, not just the, oh, I only have 5 minutes today because I crammed my schedule with all these meaningless tasks, right? If we did that, I'd say that that is a terrible play. Just a whole 5 minutes and that's it. That's all I need. Because when we're strong in God, everything else flows from that, like I was talking about. So maybe we can break it down into the smallest of steps. Maybe our goal is no longer to try and pray for an hour each morning and be extreme while stressing out and feeling. Maybe it's to like realize that we need this to be a foundational thing so we can take time to make it a habit. So we can buy books like even Atomic Habits that we spoke about earlier on in the podcast by James Clear. And we understand, you know, setting intention and setting up an atmosphere that is conducive for that. See, in all that I'm saying, I'm trying to show you the ripple effects that the right foundation can have for your life. And even the decisions that you make, even the decisions that you're currently making that you're not aware of, it can be applied to anything, your relationships, investing, you know, family time, your business. See, we need to be intentional about what we set as our foundation so that we'll be able to have a strong platform to build on. Because hey, the opposite is also true. If we set negative habits, they will compound with time into negative experiences in our lives down the road. So personally, I think deeply about this. That's what I would recommend. For me, I know that my strength does not come from my own ability, right? So I have to ask myself, how am I going to be able to build a strong relationship with God and make that a key portion of my life? Because that is what I want long term. Then I work it back from there. So does that make sense? The next thing that I think about when I think about the long game is dangers. What could really mess you and I up on the on our journey along the way? I think one of the things is not being open to changing and evolving as a human because we become so stuck in a certain way of always doing something. I think that's pretty self-explanatory, but even myself, I found that the times I get into trouble are when I think that I already know. So personally, I do a few things. You know, when someone's speaking, even if I feel like I already know the answer or what they're saying, I've really worked on, you know, stopping, listening, sometimes really forcing myself to listen, putting myself in their shoes, their mindset, understanding where they're coming from, because they might come at a situation from a completely different angle and give me insight that maybe I didn't know or think about. The other thing is I'm really careful to not listen to the same type of people or read the same type of topics or books. What does that mean? Well, I think we get comfortable. And when we do, we stay in the lane of comfort and we start to think a certain way. We start to associate ourselves with like the same type of people and we're only getting information from that one people group. And I think that really sets us up to be, not balanced. A great way of challenging yourself to always grow is actually to listen to and take in information from places that you wouldn't usually. And this should give you even a bigger picture to be able to make better, more informed decisions. Because after all, you're not just trying to fit into a club in the next couple of years, right? These decisions will eventually start shaping your character and your thought patterns. You want to make sure you have like a good understanding about what you're doing and not just be biased towards one thing. Take something that you believe very strongly. Now, take someone who thinks the exact opposite. Well, why do they think like that? Can you learn from them in their thoughts? Now, I'm not saying to give up your core foundational beliefs in, say, God up for like Buddhism or whatever, but I'm talking about thoughts and opinions about, let's say, like finances or a certain way of cooking, even a certain way of thinking, a certain way of processing or organizing, being productive. If we're going to truly play the long game, we need to be open to change, but closed to compromise. Open to change, but closed to compromise. Our way isn't the final and best way. We need to be evolving. If we're not growing, we're actually doing the opposite. And the last thing that I'd say when it comes to the long game, it comes down to God's grace. If we even take it back to the beginning of this podcast, when I was talking about the pastor that fell away, it's easy to let fear take us over because it did a little bit for me. I was like, oh, well, how will I be able to protect myself? Oh, you know, what if that happens to me? What if I hit the exact same crossroad? What will I do? How can I be prepared to make the right decision? You know, what if I don't find that spouse? What if I don't have enough money at retirement? Can I encourage you and speak some peace over your life today? Let's be people who are intentional. In other words, let's be people that make moves on purpose, but not people who are worrying about absolutely every scenario and being consumed. When we partner with God, when we build with God's grace, when we do keep our finger at the same time on the pulse and talking about God's grace, which means that we have access to the ultimate source of wisdom, the Holy Spirit, The Holy Spirit will guide us in the way we should go. If you keep a clear conscience before God, I'm telling you, that will keep you from making similar mistakes. If you set out to do something massive, God's grace, if He is in it, He'll make a way. So don't stress. No matter what stage of the game you're in, my prayer is that you'll walk with purpose and peace as well. Some beginner things to think about when it comes to the long game. Even just thinking about that, I think for some people is going to be really helpful because they don't necessarily think that far in advance. And remember, we need to set the foundation. We need to think ahead. Have fun with this. You know, where are the current choices you're making taking you? Like, actually think about that. What could other choices do for your life if you started small? What little thing, actually, maybe I'll leave you with this. What is one small thing that if you were to change it to something maybe more beneficial or positive could have a small ripple effect that you could even start seeing within a few months from now? We want to build strong foundations. A love for money, a love for attention, or wanting a great body is not really something to build a life on. We need to build it on the one that does not change with time or trends. We need to set God as a strong foundation. You know, a strong relationship with the Holy Spirit as a foundation. Then we need to make sure that we don't get stuck in our ways. We need to be open to change, but closed to compromise, always looking for new ways to evolve and grow and implement and improve. And then we need to realize that at the end of the day, our efforts are only a small part of the equation. Why? Well, because we build with God's grace, which allows us to go and do the things we would never be able to do on our own, like make it in this life, no matter what comes our way. But we'll need to be intentional. We'll need to be persistent and consistent. But in the end, if we are, I believe we will hear the words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." So let me encourage you. You have purpose written over your life. You want to be the best that you can be for God and your family. And I get that. And with God's grace, you have what it takes. Now go out there into whatever God has called you to and be a man and a woman of action. I'll talk with you soon.